20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in
no
this dream?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
ah, but it's cold outside.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jim Thatch, Carolina Thatch, a tardy Jennifer Winberry, and Kiko Murillo as the Beaver, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, we'll give you a recap of our holiday programs and a sneak peek of what's coming up at HCL in 2016. The HCL Gingerbread Competition remains on display at the Headquarters Library until the end of December. Stop by. You don't want to miss it. Cara reminds you that there are only 7 shopping days left until your loved ones find out how little you understand them. All that and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm joined by Carolina Thatch, my daughter. If you tuned in last week, you know all about her. She's filling in for Jennifer, who's running a little bit late. Jennifer is now the assistant director of the library. Cara, did you know that?
I did not.
So she has some important duties that she can't get out of. Now she's interviewing people for a new position at the library.
Oh, I thought she was interviewing herself. I didn't know that she was interviewing people.
Oh, she's actually interviewing other people.
Oh,
so
she's very important.
Yes, she is. So we're lucky to have her at the Huntington County Library. And she'll be stopping in. I'm racing in here, I would think, any minute now. So we'll see. So how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. Looking forward to Christmas. Next week doesn't feel like it.
1 week away. This is like the only week of the year where people can't accuse me of celebrating Christmas too early. It's actually started where everybody's on the same page I am.
Yeah.
So we had a Christmas program at the library last night that you attended, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you tell everybody what it was?
It was the Huntington Harmonizers, and they did the first half of their show. They did from their musical production, which I can't remember the name to right now. I know it's about the Wild West, and I can't
remember the name, but it did have a cowboy theme. They do it every year at the Huntington Central High School, and then kind of do bits and pieces of it for us at the Huntington County Library. Go ahead.
Yep. And then the second half, they focused more on Christmas music and did a nice, I liked how they did Silent Night. They shut out all the lights in the library and held candles and sang. It was beautiful. Yeah. Well, as always, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
They always do a great job.
And what did they end the show with? The new song that they said they only practiced for a few weeks and it came out.
Yeah.
Very moving, right?
They did Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, but they threw in a Christmas verse at the end. It was really, really good. I like how they do just never any instruments, obviously, because they're a cappella, but the way that they can do the instruments with their voices and things like that, it's always, I don't know, it's always so tight, like it's perfect.
Right. And they mentioned last night at the end of their concert, if anyone wanted to join the 100 and Harmonizers, they offer a free singing course.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Ready, they call it? Ready, Set, Sing, I think was
called. Oh, that's right.
Called.
That's what it's called. I think it begins on January 12th. So mm-hmm. if anybody out there is interested in joining the Harmonizers or just going and getting some free singing lessons from Don, their musical arranger, mm-hmm. who's amazing, go to their website. I believe it's 100andharmonizers.org, and all the information is there. It's free. Free yep. singing lessons.
They had about 11 new singers last night who had gone through the program.
The previous program. Yeah. So there's no obligation to join the Harmonizers, but as you can see, they enjoyed it so much that a lot of them ended up joining. So mm-hmm. I think that's a great opportunity. An opportunity that I'll take advantage of someday, but not quite yet. Christian Hunter, who is the president of the Harmonizers, always teases me because I say I can't join because I currently run a local basketball league in town. So when my basketball career ends, what do you think?
You can't do both? Do they meet on the same days?
I think they meet on the same days to practice.
How so convenient.
I can't do both. No. So I guess people who heard our opening maybe don't think I should join the Harmonizers.
You should have a vote.
So that could have gone any way in three ways, Kara. It could have been charming, our little opening duet. It could have been pathetic or maybe a little creepy. I don't know.
Might have lost all of our listeners.
Let the audience decide. Okay, we have a few more programs coming up. Actually, we only have like two programs or three programs coming up before the end of the year. Kara, today we have Fred Miller performing an afternoon concert at the Huntington County Library.
Oh, I like him.
Have you ever heard him?
Yeah.
Oh, good. He's doing an American Christmas program where he hands out lyric sheets to the audience.
Oh, cool.
And everybody just sings the whole time.
Oh, I like that.
But he also does little anecdotes about songs like... He actually gets pretty teared up. He tells the story about how Irving Berlin wrote White Christmas.
Okay.
I forget the story, but it's. I think he had a daughter who died, and he was in L.A., and I don't know. If you want to hear it, you have to. But unfortunately, Kara has to work this afternoon, so she'll be missing Fred Miller. But if you don't have to work this afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library, an American Christmas with singer, narrator, pianist Fred Miller. And then tonight... At the North County Branch Library, we have the City Winds Holiday Extravaganza. That's the City Winds Trio. They'll play traditional favorites, waltzes, sleigh tunes, and some contemporary classics. They have an unusual instrumentation of flute, oboe, and bassoon.
Hmm.
That's what makes them unique and one of the library's favorites, especially during the holidays. They actually do and I'm going to consider getting them next year. They do ragtime concert with those instruments.
Ooh,
which
cool.
is really interesting.
I can't picture ragtime without piano, though.
No, they use the bassoon as the low part of the piano. It actually works out really well.
That's cool.
Yeah. So come join the fun and get into the spirit of the season tonight at the North County Branch Library with the City Winds Trio. All the programs that I'm talking about today and then that Kara mentions today can be seen on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just go to hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner to see all we offer and to also sign up for seats, which we request that you do since space is limited a lot of times. And then finally, we have a movie tonight, Kara, at the Huntington County Library, a holiday drop-in movie. It's Home Alone.
Okay. All right.
Kara's being so politically correct. What is your movie review of Home Alone?
Not my favorite movie of all time.
I hate to say it. I can't stand Macaulay Culkin in that role.
Really?
Completely overacting, don't you
think? Yeah. No, I get it.
They just got a cute kid and just say, here, say this cute line.
Just scream.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, I don't know. There's so much better.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw
it's too much of, like, bumbling comedy for me.
Because actually, remind me, I'm going to tell you on the air, just in case we both forget, we can go to the archives. Oh, there's two things I want to see before Christmas.
Okay.
There's something called Christmas Eve. It's a new movie where, like, a bunch of different... There's a blackout in New York City and mm-hmm. a bunch of people that get stuck on elevators in various spots, and then their story is on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's cool. Is that in theaters, or is it...
No, that's on TV.
Oh, okay.
Like on Amazon or something.
Okay.
Patrick Stewart, I know, was in one of the elevators.
Oh, good. Well,
and,
I'm in.
I don't know who's in the other. There's like a brass quintet in one elevator, and there's a patient and doctors in a hospital in another
Ooh.
Elevator. Looks intriguing. And the other one on Netflix is A Very Murray Christmas.
Oh, with Bill Murray? Yeah. I heard about that.
So I forgot about that. I'd like to tune in on that.
The Krampus? No Krampus
this year?
There
will be no Krampus. No horror holiday movies in our house.
I heard it was really good.
You want to go see that? You can go see that with your cousins. I will not be attending with you. And speaking of movies, we just mentioned Home Alone. So these are the holiday drop-in movies sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. They're in the meeting room of the headquarters library on Route 12. No reservations are necessary. You're welcome to bring your favorite movie refreshment and non-alcoholic beverage. Did we mention last week that we saw It's a Wonderful Life? And
I don't think we did.
Bucksham. Why don't you tell?
Because well, I think this is
a good holiday. That's right. We saw it after the radio show last week. Here's a good holiday tip if you're looking for something Christmassy to do, Kara. Could you describe what we saw at the Bucks County Playhouse?
Yeah, Bucks County Playhouse. It was, six people? Where the entire show was just six people. And it was, they were supposed to be in the 1940s or somewhere around that point, but doing a radio show of It's a Wonderful Life. And so they did the live acting into the microphones, and it was a radio show, and they had one person do all of the sounds, and just the timing was so perfect. You couldn't believe that it was only six people putting this entire show together. It was just really cool to see how they did things like that, especially with the sounds, like, you know, pouring the pebbles into the tin to make rain, and it was amazing. The acting.
Did all the sounds and actually acted some of the parts. And the star of the show had a little star power. Kara was one of the few people who probably recognized him. Who was he, Kara?
He was from Gilmore Girls. He was Marty, which is a really obscure character from Gilmore Girls. So I don't think a lot of people recognize him, but he was from Yale and Rory's friend from Yale, a whole thing. But my mom and I recognized him and we're pretty excited about that.
So if you're a Gilmore Girls fan, that's just an added attraction. But this is It's a Wonderful Life radio play at the Bucks County Playhouse. Just go to their webpage and see if there's tickets available. We both highly recommend it.
The acting was fantastic.
Yes, very entertaining. And somehow, I don't know how, we got front row seats.
Yeah.
And they have a nice little, a bar in the back that faces the river that's heated. That it's a nice place to get a drink before and during the intermission of the play. And then, you know, New Hope is famous for all those restaurants, the Logan Inn or Triumph Brewery. Mm-hmm. Get a meal, too, so, and decorated
beautifully.
Make
a night of it.
And also, there's an added bonus. There's a Christmas shop in town. What was it called? Christmas Pass or something?
Yeah, I think that's what
it was. That's having a 40% off sale.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Off of everything.
Because the gentleman who owns the shop is retiring. So 40% off everything.
Great stuff.
My wife bought a ton of things, which is not unusual for her, but she actually didn't spend a lot of money this time. So it was well worth the trip to New Hope. So if you want to get in the holiday spirit, I would highly suggest that. As well as I mentioned at the top of the show, be sure to stop by the library and check out our gingerbread competition. That will be on display throughout the end of December. Such 35 different creations, either a storybook scene or a scene from Huntington County. The best in show was a scene from Peter Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yes, that was very good. And I would suggest getting there sooner than later because the icing is starting to dry and flake off and things are starting to look, it's looking good on the Union Hotel. The Union Hotel is looking more and more accurate
day by day.
The days go by. So, that's going to take care of the first 15 minutes of our show. I'll go pay some bills here with some commercials. We'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Welcome back to the Library Show with a live music, a new feature on our show. We'll actually come back for the next break. We'll pick a Christmas show over the half-hour break. A Christmas song, I'm sorry. Live music, a new feature. I could never get Jennifer to sing. She refuses.
If it makes me sing one more
but
time.
But I have power over Kara. I can still punt. No, I guess I can't. Could I ground you with that?
I don't know. Would that hold any weight anymore? I don't really go anywhere.
You did something wrong. Could I ground you?
I don't know. I guess if I did something really wrong, maybe.
I don't know. I could take away your car or something. Yeah. There would be no grounding. But let's hope we don't have to cross that bridge. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer, but today Kara.
Ooh.
Events, things that happened on this date, which is December 17th, and also some people that were born or who have died on this date. It's pretty difficult, and I didn't have much today, so... I don't expect too much from you here, but we'll see.
Gee, thanks.
Let's go back to December 17th, 1862. Something from the American Civil War, Jennifer. I'm Jennifer. I'm so used to saying Jennifer. Kara, from the American Civil War. Now, this is something I did not know. I would not get this question right.
Okay.
General U.S. Grant issues General Order Number 11.
Okay.
Any idea what General Order Number
11? General Order Number 11.
You'll never get this because this was, any Civil War special you ever saw, they did not mention this. I guarantee it.
Really? Okay. Then I'm out. What is it?
General Grant expelled Jews from parts of Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky.
Really?
Yes. Because he thought they were dominating the cotton trade or something like that. And he expelled them. No one ever, probably not, have you ever heard that?
I've
about
never
General
heard that.
U.S. Grant?
No.
When Lincoln heard about it, like 2 weeks later, he
was like, what?
he put a stop to it immediately. So, U.S.
Good guy,
Grant,
Lincoln.
Expelling Jews from Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky during the Civil War. I mean, he must have had his reasons thinking there was some reason they were aiding the South, but. It doesn't sound
all
good.
Jewish
doesn't
people?
Sound good, Karen.
No. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to 1896, post-Civil War. We'll go to Pittsburgh, PA, where Kara's cousin Mark lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm. It's a little tough, too, but let's see if we can get you there. The Schenley Park Casino, which was the first multi-purpose arena that had the technology to create what inside of it? It was destroyed by fire in this state, but this casino was famous for one thing. It was the first indoor arena to have what inside of it that, like, pro teams would play on.
Oh, like turf? Or
yes, like that, but not that. What would be hard? What artificial surface was installed in there in the Schenley Park Casino? That was the first to ever happen, and it's widely used today in all arenas for a major sport. Tell me the professional sports. You'll hit on it.
Basketball.
No. Wood floor wouldn't be so.
Ice?
Ice is correct. Indoor ice rink was first developed in the Schenley Park Casino in Pittsburgh, PA, unfortunately, which burned to the ground on this date.
Oh.
In 1896. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, this one is a little bit has to pertain to your family. See if you remember how or why. On this date, December 17th, 1903, who made the first controlled powered heavier than air flight? Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers is correct. And why does that pertain to your family?
Because, what was it, my grandfather's uncle was the only journalist on the site to document the first flight.
He wrote the first story about the only journalist to cover the Wright brothers' mm-hmm. flight. Actually, Henry Ford wanted to buy his handwritten notes.
Yeah.
For a king's ransom back then, and he wouldn't sell them.
Why?
It's insane. I don't know. I would hear.
It's that Thatch stubbornness. Yeah.
So he would have been richer than Midas, and he refused. Because Henry Ford, if you didn't know, has a famous museum with all historical artifacts like that. But this, my father's uncle would not sell.
And now we probably have no idea where those
And there
are.
Was a big dispute because someone else in the newsroom tried to say he was the first one to written, like one of his, because he was just like a cub reporter, and one of his higher-ups tried to say that he was the one who wrote it, but it turns out that Harry P. Moore, it was his name.
Harry P. Moore.
And that was a funny name to my father when he was a young child, because...
P. Moore?
Harry P. Moore. If you can imagine an 8-year-old's sense of humor. Okay, finally, in 1969, December 17th, Kara, Project Blue Book is closed by the United States Air Force. What did Project Blue Book, what was that about?
I should know,
U.S.
but
Air
I
Force
don't know.
Closed in 1969. Coincidentally, the same year that we walked on the moon. It was the study of UFOs.
Oh.
They actually had official study of UFOs in the United States military. Project Blue Book. So I didn't know that. Okay, now we have I just have two people who were born on this date and one person who died.
Okay.
You'll know, I think, two of them, but let's see. Born on this date in 1946, Eugene Levy.
Eugene,
you know who Levy is. You're a fan of his work. You've seen him in many movies. I'll mention the movie he was in. He was in Splash with Tom Hanks, the mermaid movie. He was also in... He was in A Mighty Wind, one of the stars of A Mighty Wind.
Did he keep the name Levy? Is that...
No. Which role do you think he was in A Mighty Wind?
In A Mighty Wind. Oh.
He was also a big... he was in Second City. That's where he got his start, Second City Comedy Troupe. He was probably in all of the... all those movies of, like, Mighty Wind and Spinal Tap. But
was
Mighty
he
Wind,
the host, like, in A Mighty Wind that...
It was one of the performers.
One of the performers. With the... I can't remember their names.
His name
in
was...
Movies.
He was Mitch. Remember Mitch?
I was
going to
say, with the gray hair and the glasses, and I couldn't... He's also in Serendipity, which is poignant.
There you go.
Went to Serendipity.
We'll talk about that. Exactly. He was in Serendipity, and he played Dr. Kornbluth in...
He's been in so many things.
So he's very...
Big fan of him, actually.
So why Serendipity means something? What is Serendipity, by the way?
Serendipity is a little, not just an ice cream bar, but they're known for their desserts, and they had really, really good food, and they're just a little place in New York, but they made a whole movie around them in, 2001?
Yes, with John Cusack and what was the woman's name?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yes, so we went there. As you can see, Kara and I were busy last weekend. Besides going to New Hope to a play, we went to New York on Sunday. Beautiful day, 65 degrees in New York City. We had Serendipity 3, it's called. It's on 60th Avenue between 2nd and 3rd, which was featured in the movie Serendipity. We actually walked through most of the sites in that movie, the Waldorf Astoria.
Mm-hmm. The Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's, the ice rink where they skated on during the play.
And we didn't mean to go to any of these places either.
Kind of walked by.
It was
But it was such a beautiful day to walk through the city. We walked by Central Park. We saw a lot of the famous windows.
Yep. We saw Jersey Boys.
And we saw Jersey Boys was the reason we went. And what was your opinion of that play?
Fantastic. Five stars.
Another tip from me and Kara, if you want to see a great play, before it leaves Broadway, it's been on Broadway, I think, 10 years now, maybe
more.
Yeah, a
long time.
Highly recommend it. I mean, it was the second understudy to Frankie Valli, and you could have swore it was Frankie Valli.
He was great.
And just a great story. I mean, the movie, if you saw the movie was good. It kind of followed it faithfully, but the play is just... put on so well. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on, Kara. 1953, Bill Pullman was born.
Bill Pullman. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Hey, help me out.
He's an actor. He was in Independence Day. Did you see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
While You Were Sleeping. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, a while ago.
I'm trying to think. He was in a million things. He was in...
Bill Pullman. That
I'm thinking
so
of
familiar.
Summersby. You're not going to remember that movie. But Bill Pullman, he played the president in Independence Day. It's probably 10 roles I'm not thinking of that you've seen him in. He's a very common actor. I will come up over the break. Finally, this is going to be tough, but okay. This is a movie you just saw, or we just mentioned. Died on this date in 1962, Thomas Mitchell.
Thomas Mitchell.
Thomas Mitchell was in It's a Wonderful Life. Can you guess which role?
I'm going to start.
You know it's Let's not see. George Bailey.
No, Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy is
yes!
correct.
Okay.
Thomas Mitchell played Uncle Billy as well as Scarlett O'Hara's father in Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
So he had a very nice acting career.
Yeah, he did.
So that's all I have for today for Day in History. He did pretty well. Usually Jennifer gets mad at me at this point that I was too tough on her. But she's not. Actually, if you tuned in looking for Jennifer Winberry, she's running a little bit late. She'll be joining us shortly. She's running late because she underestimated how long it would take to collect 250 fun facts about Ed Asner. So I can't wait
she's
for
still calculating.
Jennifer to listen to the archives to hear that one. Let's take another look at your Flemington weather. It's currently 51 rainy degrees. Rain will continue throughout today before clearing up overnight. Then we're going to cool down a little bit for the weekend, finally. 48 degrees tomorrow, 43 degrees on Saturday, and 46 degrees on Sunday with clear skies. Rain won't come in again until next Tuesday. Unfortunately, that's not snow. That's rain. Lori Thatch's birthday is on Tuesday, December 22nd. She'll have rain on her birthday, rain on the day before Christmas Eve. And the chance of rain on Christmas Eve. Somehow we got to get those mid-60s temperatures down 30 degrees if we want snow. That would be a perfect storm for Christmas. The timing is ideal. And your Christmas Day forecast currently is 62 degrees.
Oh, no.
And partly cloudy skies. Maybe we can ride up to Vermont or something.
Maybe. Oh, we should.
Not that far. See, we'll find a place where it's snowing.
Surprise, Mom.
So we're halfway through the library show. At 12 noon, Kara, Jim Gannot. Joins us in his show, Taking Care of Business. Have you ever met Jim Gannot?
I don't think so.
He owns Crown Trophy in town.
Okay.
One of his employees is...
Mrs. Izzo.
Yes, correct.
Knew that.
Yes. So Jim Gannot, a pillar of Flemington community. I guess we have a half hour left. Is there anything you'd like to talk about? I believe you had something prepared for me, if I'm not mistaken.
I have some quizzes here. I don't know which one to start with. Which one would you rather talk about, Christmas specials or, let's see, I have one here that's reworded Christmas carols too.
Let's start with your Christmas special one first. That seemed to be the one you were talking about.
All right. So we're going to start in 1963.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the episode title and you're going to try and give me.
TV Christmas specials?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the episode title and you're going to try and give me the show that the episode is from.
Sounds good.
All right, so 1963, the episode was called Christmas at the Clampets.
That, of course, was the Beverly Hillbillies.
Correct. All right, also in 1963, the Alan Brady Show presents.
That was the Dick Van Dyke Show.
I told you these would be easy. All right, moving up to 1972, this one's called Dear Dad.
Dear Dad from 1972? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me think about this. Dear Dad.
It's a very popular show. I know you've seen this show.
From 72. All in the Family.
No.
I give up. Give me a hint. Give me a star. Some vague hint if you can. Do you know this show?
What's his name? Alan Alda.
Oh, MASH.
Yes.
Should have got that one.
Okay. Now to 1976, A Bionic Christmas Carol.
We got to write that down. We've got to find that one. That's got to be classic. Karen and I, if you don't know, are huge fans of terrible Christmas movies and shows. And if I had known that one existed, I would have seen it a long time ago.
Probably in 1976 you did see it.
Of course, that was a $6 million man.
Yes, it was.
And Karen and I's favorite movie of all time, the king
of all time
of all Hallmark movies, which... every year just puts out favorites for us. What is the king of all Hallmark movies, Cat? Which we have yet to see yet this
That's
year.
That's true. We're waiting for Mark. It's Moonlight and Mistletoe, starring DJ from Full House.
So DVD alert. Moonlight and Mistletoe. Tom Arnold, DJ from Full House. I believe that's the all the star power you're going to get. They were on a shoestring budget, obviously, and you'll see many examples of that during the show. And just enjoy the all I can say is enjoy the craftsmanship of the Nutcrackers in that show. And it's worth the watch just to see the handmade Nutcrackers that sell for $500 a piece.
Enough apparently.
Yes. So that was that the $6 million man?
It was.
Okay.
All right, now 1977.
Please remember that one. That we have to find that on YouTube when we get home.
I'm writing it down. This one you might also want to find. 1977.
A Bionic Christmas
Carol. A Sweat Hog Christmas Special. Welcome, I know you know that
welcome
one.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yes. That might also be one to note.
We might have to get that one, too.
All right. 1977 as well. We have Edith's Crisis of Faith.
Okay, that's All in the Family.
Yes. This one's easy. 1977, Three's Christmas.
Three's Company?
Yeah, Three's obviously. let's see, 1977 still. Yes, Nicholas, there is a Santa Claus.
I'm going to go with Eight is Enough.
Yes. Nicholas, you're good at this.
Nicholas Bradford.
All right, let's go to 1982. The Spy Who Came In for a Cold One.
1982?
Mm-hmm.
Get Smart?
Nope.
The Spy. So a spy
The Spy show. Who Came In for a Cold One.
Any hints?
I'm trying to think of so. I know.
Do you know the show?
I do.
A spy. It's a spy show?
No.
Oh.
Focus more on the cold one. Who came in for a cold one.
Oh, Cheers.
Yes. Let's see. 1985, let's go to now. Dancer, Prancer, Donner, and Steele.
And Steele?
Yeah.
Remington Steele?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Let's do one more. We'll go, all right, 1982, No Room at the Inn. I don't know the show. But
No Room at the Inn, 1982. Yeah. Cosby. Well, you would have known that
show. I would have known that show.
Give me the initials of the show.
It's just one word and starts with N.
N?
Yeah. Newhart?
Oh, Newhart. Bob Newhart.
Yep.
Bob Newhart plays a role in a popular Christmas movie. Do you know?
Bob,
Made not that long ago. It's a Christmas classic. You love it.
I do.
He's a major role in it. He plays the father of the star or the stepfather.
Elf.
Elf is correct. He plays Will Ferrell's stepfather in Elf, Bob Newhart, the great Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart also, he had the Bob Newhart show. Mm-hmm. Then he had Newhart.
Is Heart Classic. To Heart also him or no? Is that a different thing? Because I good, see Heart to Heart here.
No, Bob Newhart. No, and I think he had another one too, but very popular actor. Your grandfather is a big Bob Newhart fan.
I think that's why he went and saw Elf with me in the theaters when it came out. Papa and I went and saw Elf.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that must be why. It makes sense now. I never understood that until right now.
Tell the radio world Papa's comment about going to see Bruce Springsteen in concert.
We were talking about getting tickets to Bruce Springsteen, saying they're about $100. Papa said he wouldn't go see Bruce Springsteen if Bruce Springsteen paid him $100.
And about Bon Jovi, he said he wouldn't go see Bon Jovi if he was performing in his backyard.
Not so a fan of New Jersey artists.
My father, not the biggest rock fan you're ever going to meet. But he does like his country music, correct?
He does.
What else does he like? Is there anything currently that he listens to?
I never hear him listening to music. I really don't. I don't know.
He used to listen to country music all the time. But I guess that's
me like Trini Lopez.
Okay, do you have another quiz for me? Why don't we just keep on this Christmas theme here?
Because
I have a feeling Jennifer's going to be bursting through here any minute.
Sure. But
before you start, let me just quickly mention the other thing I did last weekend in Kiko Murillo that I mentioned at the top of the show might be listening as we went to the Army-Navy game. And I just want to thank Kiko on air for hosting one of the greatest tailgates you'd ever want to go to at the Army-Navy game.
Did you eat goat?
I did eat just a little piece of goat. We didn't cook goat actually at our tailgate, but several of the other ones cook a Navy, because the Navy mascot is a goat.
Goat, yeah.
What do you know what the name Army mascot is?
I do not.
Make Kiko proud? It's a mule.
Mule.
So we
this is a 1300cc chopper.
I have no idea.
Hold on one second.
Whose weight is...
Technical difficulties.
The weather page decided to come alive on my computer. I quickly squashed it, though, if you'd notice. So, Kiko, yes, what a tailgate. This is only the second year I've done it. And the game was at 3 o'clock, Kara, and we started tailgating at 8 in the morning.
Oh, man.
So,
do you remember any of the game?
I do. It was again, luckily, like Sunday, beautiful day. So you're able to, you know, if it was 20 degrees, it might have been hard to tailgate for 7 hours, but it wasn't. But you go in the game, and all the pageantry of an Army-Navy game, they have the Army helicopters fly over the stadium, and then the Naval Blue Angels and the Army and Navy march in, and then they parachute the balls into the game.
Wow.
Like the Navy goes first, and then the Army, they all skydive into the stadium.
Wow, that is a lot of pageantry.
It's pretty amazing. So, and
were there any celebrities in attendance?
At our tailgate, actually, was the Secretary of Defense, I believe, was actually at our tailgate.
Wow.
And also, did you ever read the story of two women became the first Army Rangers in history? They were at our tailgate.
Wow.
So Kiko has a little firepower.
Yeah.
Excuse the pun there. The women's basketball team from Army were at our tailgate as well.
Cool.
We had over 200 people at our tailgate alone.
Coming and going or just hanging out?
Just hanging out, yes, and then whoever wanted to stop by.
That's great.
It was a great day, and the game was close. Navy was heavily favored by 3 touchdowns, and it came down to the Army had a chance, or if they completed a Hail Mary at the end of the game, they would have won.
Oh, wow.
So
sounds like a good game.
Kiko was a little bummed because it was so close yet so far, but he was excited that it was a very good game. Actually, there's a picture I got to show you. They had there was some special camera that took pictures of everybody sitting in the stadium, so you could like zoom in on your seat section and find there's a picture of all of us sitting there, like very neat.
It's cool.
Actually, I think I'm getting some texts from Kika.
Yeah, I'm also getting texts from Adam.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Adam Powell.
Is he
radio shout out? I'm probably not. Yeah, I think he's in school.
He's not happy they didn't know about the mule, but. That's probably my fault, Kiko. And it was the Secretary of the Army that was at our tailgate. I stand corrected. So once again, thank you, Kiko Murillo, West Point graduate. I believe the Army-Navy game's in Baltimore next year.
Okay.
So we might have to maybe stay over or something like that. Could be a plan. Okay, moving on. Kara had another quiz. Back to Christmas and back to the...
Okay.
By the way, this is the library show. But the library is all about knowledge, don't you think, Kara?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, moving on. What do you got for me?
Right. So this is reworded Christmas carols. So I'll give you a little example here. So the first one's, "Hey, approach all you who are steadfast." So that would be,
O come all ye faithful.
All right, you've got the idea. Okay. Let's see.
This is hard. Were you able to get these?
I got some of them. Let's see.
And FYI, just one more quick thing about the tailgating. I said I started at 8. Kiko started tailgating the night before.
Oh, my God.
In the parking lot. He drove a big RV into the parking lot. Stayed overnight in the parking lot.
That must have been fun.
That's what a big deal it is. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. We'll do Hush, the Foretelling Spirits Harmonize.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Correct. Some of these are hard to pronounce.
They're using synonyms.
The Diminutive Percussionist Lad.
The Little Drummer Boy.
All right, let's try a little bit harder one. Ecstasy Toward the Orb.
Joy to the World.
Yes. That one got, I don't know why I couldn't get that one. I kept thinking star instead of world. Hey, Minuscule Urban Area of Southwest Jerusalem.
A little town of Bethlehem.
Yes.
We're asking you a trivia question. Okay, go ahead.
Creator, take pause, you cheerful sirs.
Creators, take pause.
You cheerful sirs.
Happy. Oh, God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Yes. See, they're kind of tricky. Sterling Dingers. I like that one.
Jingle Bells.
close.
Silver
sterling,
bones.
Yeah. My sight organs focused on a trio of sailing vessels.
Three ships come sailing in.
I saw
three ships come sailing in.
Mm-hmm. I just love the way they phrase them. I'm fantasizing concerning a blanched Yuletide.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yes. I don't know if there's any of these that could stump you.
Yeah, they kind of spell it out, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty clear. Let's see.
Give me one more, then we'll hit our next commercial break.
Senior citizen broadsided by a horned mammal.
Oh, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to our next commercial break a little early, and then we'll come back with more Library Show right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the grand.
We went right to the second verse.
Oh,
why
did
we? I did it too. We both did. Welcome back to the Library Show, complete with live music. That was our third song. Karen and I have joined in on it, and we both, for some reason, skipped right to the second verse.
We never promised it would be good live.
Unbelievable.
Music.
And a quick note from Kiko Murillo sent me a picture of the aforementioned Army Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Kiko, this is radio, and I cannot show our listeners the picture of the two women Army Rangers. Here's your
describe them.
Here's your next trivia question about Christmas. Karen and I also went out to Pennsylvania Dutch Country to the Christmas Museum in Paradise, PA, kind of near Lancaster. And I picked up something during part of the museum has you walking the steps Mary and Joseph took on the way to Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Kara, here's your question. How many days approximately was their journey to get to Bethlehem? I'll give you within 10.
Within 10.
And that's for anyone out listening. How many days did it take Mary and Joseph to travel to Bethlehem?
Is it in 2 figures? Is it in 3 figures?
You got to try to work this out.
I'm going to say 30.
30 days was Kara's answer. Unfortunately, the answer is 90.
90?
According to the National Christmas Museum, it took them about approximately 90 days, which they said back in those times would have taken them between a week and a week and a half.
Wow.
To, no, I mean, what am I saying?
Nowadays?
How many miles a day they would have made. How many miles a day, I'm saying. Wait a minute. No, now I'm wrong. Oh, my gosh, I messed it up. It was 90 miles.
Oh.
Would well you, how would you have known that? That's how long the trip. What the heck was I thinking? it was 90 miles of their trip, which took them about a week and a half.
Oh.
Yes. So if I had said how many miles was it within 10, would you have gotten that? You probably would have said more. You would have said
I probably would have.
Like 300 miles.
Maybe.
How long do you think?
I don't know. I know it's 90 and I can't.
I completely missed the question. Okay, Kara, I hate to talk about it, but there's Christmas ends at some point, and we actually have to start talking about January. So I'll give you a couple flyers that you can tell me about, and then I'll have a couple.
Okay.
And let's tell some of our listeners what's coming up in the new year. January 2016 at the Hunterdon County Library. Go ahead. Pick a program and tell us about it.
All right. It looks like the Hunterdon County chapter of the Sierra Club. What's the Sierra Club all about?
It's a natural club that they all over the world preserve nature.
Well, the program's called Who Lives in the Great Swamp? And it looks like, the Somerset County Park Commission's Environmental Education Center has been using trail cameras as a part of a study to determine animal species, types, and population in the Great Swamp. So I'm guessing they're going to come and talk about that.
The Great Swamp in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have a Great Swamp, actually, in New Jersey.
It does not say on the thing. It just says Great Swamp.
Probably not as great as some other greater swamps, but...
Yes, so there is a meet and greet that starts at 7 o'clock p.m., followed by the program, which begins at 7:15. And that's Wednesday, January 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
And how much does this program cost?
Absolutely nothing. Well, it is free.
Like all library programs, it's free.
And open to the public, so anyone can come and pay nothing, which is pretty awesome.
Our listener, Kiko Murillo, not pleased with my singing voice. See, he's thinking that you sing louder.
Oh, do I?
Yes. We have a stress management program for our workforce Wednesday, starting again in the new year, Wednesday, January 13th. Today's workforce is experiencing job burnout and stress due to unemployment and epidemic proportions. Okay. I got to really proofread these things better. People are stressed out, insecure, fearful of the future, and misunderstood. Boy, this sounds serious, Karen. So if you wanted to learn about job stress management, you want to find out some ways to handle that, stop by the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, January 13th at 1 p.m. It's hosted by the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board of Somerset and Hunterdon Counties.
Nice. All right, sort of on that note, and this one's about keeping New Year's resolutions, with Barry Wolfson of the Hypnosis Counseling Center. So as many of us choose the new year to make a new start, many of us make New Year's resolutions to do us, but almost none of us keep them. It's not that we don't want to make the changes. We are usually very sincere. The problem is that we try to tough it out using sheer willpower. And he's just going to teach you some better ways, it looks like, to keep your New Year's resolutions, to actually make them and keep them, because I know I'm also really bad at that if I try and do it just myself. But that's Thursday, January 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. And again, it's free and open to the public. So if you want to actually keep your resolutions this year, it'd be a good thing to attend.
It's actually one more along those lines, Karen, believe it or not. Relax in the new year with Kathy Rosa, a board-certified and registered art therapist and certified yoga instructor. It's a combination of you and your mother.
Yeah, sounds really
working
nice.
Working with teens at the Carrier Clinic's East Mountain Youth Lodge. She'll be offering an evening of gentle yoga stretches, breathing techniques, and guided meditation for relaxation and wellness. No prior experience required. Dress in comfortable clothes. Space is limited to 15 participants. So once again, this is Thursday, January 14th, but it will also be repeated on Thursday, February 11th at the Hunterdon County Library. To register for one of those 15 spots, call 788-1434 or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, and sign up for seats that way.
All right. This one is not along those lines at all, but it's more, it's a concert from jazz to soul. Songs from the 1930s through the 1970s with Rhonda Dene. Am I saying that right?
Probably. So.
Rhonda Dene will take you on a musical journey from the era with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, graced the stage, to when the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, ruled the airways. This showcase also pays tribute to Billie Holiday, Nina Simone, Nancy Wilson, Etta James, Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, and Gladys Knight.
Rhonda Nancy Dene, Wilson of Heart?
She it says Nancy Wilson. It's through the 1970s. I don't know. I don't know. Might be a different Nancy Wilson. When she performs, she invites her audiences to surrender to the groove by blending classic and contemporary favorites with her inspiring original music. That sounds good. That's Saturday, January 9th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
A quick note about the Hunterdon County Library. Over the holidays, we're closed on certain days. You might not be surprised about that. Christmas Eve, we're closing at 2:30. The libraries will be closed at 2:30. Of course, we're closed Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and the Hunterdon County Library is closed on December 27th as well. And then we close at 2:30 on New Year's Eve, and we'll be closed on New Year's Day for the whole day. And one more program for me, and I think Kara has one more.
Yes, I do.
You're going to love the title of this one, Kara. A Night of Cello. I can't even pronounce it.
Celestial?
That's exactly what it is. Celestial music.
I can see through the paper.
With the Lang men and women. The Langmen. Do you know the Langmans, Kara?
Langman.
There's a family of musicians. Calvin, Justine Langman, Andrew Langman. I think your mother knows them.
I don't think
they returned for another wonderful performance. It was put together by Calvin, one of the Lang men. That's a play on words, Kara. They'll be doing solo works by Beethoven, Bach, Britten, Chopin, Fauré, and more. Be prepared for fun. Fortes and Flotandos.
Oh,
I did not write this.
Man.
This is Thursday, January 14th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
So many puns. And then this is Eco del Sur, I think.
Eco del Sur.
Eco del Sur. Eco del Sur means echoes of the South, and the group was founded in 2000 with the idea to preserve the heritage and culture of different Latin American regions. The music of Eco del Sur includes a wide range of styles and rhythms influenced by the pre-Columbian Spanish and African cultural heritages. So that's Wednesday, January 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library.
Thank you very much. Got a couple minutes left. I'm going to read Jennifer's poem for us. She's going to make it. But before that, since our loyal listener Kiko doesn't want me to sing, what's going to come next is I'm going to sing. Kara, join in if you'd like.
No.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. When the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Oh, those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is a snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball, just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Well, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts.
Just trying to make
take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Library Show. And from Carolina Thatch, which she'll say it to you herself.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
And in honor of Jennifer, since she's not here, I will sing Jennifer's annual, Jennifer's annual Christmas recitation, I believe is the word. Kind of over a little background music. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them laugh, and little heeded them, for he was wise enough to know that nothing ever happened on this globe, for good, at which some people did not have their fill of laughter in the outset. And knowing that such as these would be blind anyway, he thought it quite as well as they should wrinkle up their eyes in grins, as have the malady in less attractive forms. His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and of all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama will visit San Bernardino Friday to meet privately with families impacted by the recent terrorist shootings there.
The president will stop in San Bernardino, California, to visit privately with the families of the victims of the terror attack in San Bernardino that occurred earlier this month.
Attorneys are expected to meet today in Baltimore to discuss a retrial date for the first police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Jurors announced yesterday that they couldn't reach a verdict on any of the charges against Officer William Porter. Tonight is the healthcare.gov open enrollment deadline if you want coverage starting the first of the year. The original deadline was Tuesday, but consumers in the 38 states that use the federal health insurance site were given 2 extra days to sign up for plans that take effect January 1st. Word is you probably won't see many effects from the Federal Reserve's first interest rate hike in nearly a decade. The first fallout from the quarter-point hike in overnight interest will likely show up in variable credit card rates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenelle lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I'm the one for a good time call. Phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell.
The Season 9 winner of The Voice is Team Adams' Jordan Smith. The Kentucky native has been a frontrunner since the beginning of the season when he sang Chandelier in the blind auditions on the NBC show. Team Blake's Emily Ann Roberts came in second place Tuesday, and Blake's J. Barrett Baber came in.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That means I'm going into the West Wing to continue my service to President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, and I'm very excited.
That's the Republican strategist who helped President-elect Donald Trump win the presidency, who will now become the highest-ranking woman in the Trump White House. As Trump's transition team announces, Kellyanne Conway is going to be appointed counselor to the president. She tells Fox News,
the gravity and the responsibility of serving at a senior level for the President of the United States, it's difficult to pass that up.
While the State Department initially said that no Americans were killed or injured in the Berlin Christmas market attack that did kill 12 and injure 50 people, now the U.S. Embassy in Germany says two Americans were among those injured, one still hospitalized. Reports are that person is from California, another person treated and released is from Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors.